Welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with the Kenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. In our second talk on Kilkenny writers, we are going to look briefly at the life of Francis McManus. Again, we are indebted here to the research and work of our late colleague and librarian, Teresa Donoghue, who worked many years on Kilkenny Mobile Library Service, and the following is her words. Patrick Joseph Francis McManus was born in Kilkenny City in 1909. He was educated at Kilkenny CBS, St. Patrick's Training College Dublin, and took his BA degree at UCD. He joined the staff at Sing Street Christian Brothers Schools and taught there until 1948 when he went to Radio Éireann and became Director of Talks and Features, a post which he held until his death in 1965. A major Irish novelist, he also wrote biography, history, travel, essays, poems and short stories. In his novels, Francis McManus accepted his people without any reservations, without Corky's nationalistic enthusiasm, without O'Fallon's stipulation that people would be more acceptable if they were more continental. He takes them as he finds them and paints a truer picture of Irish life than any novelist of his generation. Many of his works had a rural setting or about life in provincial towns. Kilkenny provided a setting for some of his novels, and many of his characters could be readily identified as well-known figures in the city. His first novel, Stand and Give Chance, appeared in 1934. It was the first of a trilogy based on the life of the 18th century Gaelic poet Donnacha Ruadh mac Conmara, and was completed by Candle for the Proud and Men Withering. Candle for the Proud won the Hammersworth Prize award by the Irish Academy of Letters. All three were translated into many European languages. This House Was Mine is a study of the landlust of the Irish and its consequences in heartbreaks, frustration and emigration. In it, his people are greedy and mean. The Grace of Deeds, a novel of the life of the Irish clergy, merits a place with The Power of the Clergy and Diary of a Country Priest. In Flow on Lovely River, McManus probably borrowed a great deal from his own experiences in Kilkenny. It is the story of a schoolmaster in County Kilkenny, his disputes with the parish priest, and the friction between the village community and himself. Fire in the Dust, published in England, is also about Kilkenny in the mid-20s. It's the story of the effects of a strange exotic family on the pious, hypocritical Catholic society of Kilkenny. Francis McManus had started to write verse at the age of 16. His first work to appear in print was articles on hedge school masters, which appeared in the Irish press. In the mid-30s, he was acting as temporary editor for a short-lived Catholic social weekly named Outlook. In 1938, he commenced his weekly articles in the Catholic Standard, which continued for 17 years. His articles were found in Wildfield in the New Irish Magazine, the Capuchin Annual, the Bell, Father Matthew's Record, etc., and he was a regular contributor to the book page of the Irish Press. When he joined the staff of Radio Éireann, he quickly made a name for himself in many spheres of broadcasting. His work covered book reviews, discussions, recitals and verse plays, dramatisations, commemorations and readings. He was the creator of the Thomas Davis Lecture Series, to the plan of which he gave great thought. His biographies of two widely different figures as Boccaccio and St. Columbanus showed his authentic sense of history. His sudden death in 1965 robbed Irish letters and journalism and Radio Éireann of an attractive, gifted personality.